For many, the holidays just wouldn't be the same without a heaping helping of green bean casserole. Rob Zawadzki reports on the local roots of this holiday comfort food.
Back in 1955, when Dorcas Riley of Haddonfield, New Jersey, set out to develop an easy and creative way to encourage people to eat more vegetables, she never imagined her recipe would become a household name.
I was so delighted that people were enjoying it. And I just thought, well, okay, fine. Eat it and have fun.
Riley graduated from Drexel University with a degree in home economics. While working for Campbell's Soup, she was trying to develop a recipe that could be made from ingredients that most people would be able to find in their kitchens. Fashion and trends may have changed a lot since the 50s, but people across the country are still serving Riley's classic six-ingredient recipe.
You can make it in about 35 minutes, and it is all family-pleasing. And to this day, those ingredients are common ingredients that are in people's homes.
Jane Fryman is the director of Campbell's Consumer Test Kitchen. She oversees developing new recipes for the company. She says the process hasn't changed all that much since Riley's days in the test kitchen. They go through several rounds of tasting before they're released to the public. Peas, lima beans, and corn were all nixed before Riley decided on the final recipe for green bean casserole. Fryman says she's not surprised the concoction including condensed cream of mushroom soup, milk, soy sauce, French fried onions, and a dash of pepper is still on holiday tables today. Campbell's archivist Sarah Rice says green bean casserole was first introduced to the public through print ads in the early 1960s.
There's nothing fancy or snooty about it, but at the same time, it's distinctly American. Anyone and everyone can make it, can afford it, and can cook it. And it doesn't matter who you are or your station, you really are going to enjoy it. It's a classic taste for sure.
Riley's husband Tom says he never gets sick of the dish. He keeps a brag book of his wife's accomplishments and press clippings.
The beauty of the green bean casserole is three things. Number one, very few ingredients in it. It's very simple. Anybody can prepare it. Even I can do it. Number two, it tastes very good. And number three, it's easy and inexpensive.
Despite the wild popularity her green bean casserole has maintained over the years, Riley remains incredibly modest about it.
I'm thrilled that people are still enjoying it and passing it on to others.
For WHYY, I'm Rob Zawadzki.